Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Rick Matheson back on the show. Rick, I know I'm excited too. Rick's a more than 6-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the Chief Creative Officer over at iMatheson. Author of 2 books, Branding Unbound and the one I'm looking at right now, The On Demand Brand. He's one of our top strategic marketing experts, one of the top in the world. He's our good friend, Rick Matheson. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning, Jim. Great to be here.
Always a pleasure to have you back. So we're heading off into the wacky season here, and I'm not talking about the election either, am I?
No, Jim. In fact, right now I think a lot of marketers are going either ho, 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 or no, 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 not ready for the holidays. So the election, hypothetically, over in 2 weeks, and that is pretty much the beginning of the holiday season now,
yep.
And a lot of marketers need to, you know, if they're not already putting their holiday marketing plans in place, they're kind of already behind the curve.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get moving. We want the holiday season rigged in our favor.
Yeah. Well, you're right, and I mean, if you don't know how to do it yourself, if you don't have a good, close relationship with your webmaster, if you got to go out and get in line with somebody, you probably are behind.
That's true. And in fact, you know, if you look at the things that are really going to be driving holiday sales this year, I think that we are going to see in the digital space kind of an evolution from where we think things have been moving over the last couple of years, and there's going to be some twists and turns this holiday season, starting with exactly right, the website. So if you look at your website, last couple of years, everyone's been saying, dump that desktop. Nobody really cares about it anymore. It's all mobile, mobile, mobile. Well, there is some truth to that, but it's not like the desktop website isn't performing still really well. It still accounts for about 70% of all.
I use both, and probably, I mean, I know I'm not a kid anymore, but I use my smartphone a lot. I read all my newspapers on the smartphone. But
I do too.
So it's not like I'm uncomfortable with it. But I still like the shopping feel of a big screen. I like more information, I guess. And the mobile is quick and handy, but honestly, I don't make big decisions on a small screen.
That's right, Jim. Most people will do research on a mobile device, whether it's a mobile phone or the tablet or whatnot. But if they're going to place the purchase, more times than not, at least 70% of the time still, will go to the desktop to actually place the purchase. And if you think about it, it makes sense. If it's not something that's built into your mobile phone, you're going to have to enter your credit card information and that kind of thing before you place that purchase. I'm seeing that play out even with my own clients.
And that might be a generational thing for me. I'm a boomer. You know, the kids may be more comfortable with it, but there's still 76 million of us, so for whatever that's worth.
Force to be reckoned with still.
That's right.
As
the guy said in Monty Python, we're not dead yet.
Not dead yet, that's right.
We're getting better.
That's right, better days. You know, seriously, so for mobile, obviously, it is up and coming. I said 70% is still, you know, of e-commerce is still happening on the desktop website, but that means, you know, 30% is happening on mobile devices. So it is growing very quickly. In fact, this year, it's probably going to jump to closer to 36%, I bet, sales line certain days like Black Friday.
So it's not either or, it's both. It's not either or, it's both and, isn't it?
That's right. And, you know, the interesting thing that I'm seeing with my own clients, it seems to borne out, is everyone talks about in the mobile space, but it's really the Apple users, right? The folks who are on the iPhones, you know, who are, if they are, if someone's going to place a purchase on a mobile device, it's likely to be from an iPhone.
Really?
Yeah. In fact,
all right, tell me why, because I have Google.
Well, for whatever
reason, I'm a Droid user. I mean.
Yeah. Right. So, you know, for whatever reason, iOS users have been faster to adopt things like mobile commerce. In fact, it can account for about 76%
I'd never heard that before.
Commerce. Yeah, no, it's really interesting.
What's the percentage?
What I'm trying to go with this is this year I think we're going to start to see Android users start to catch up. In fact, I've been seeing it with my own clients where the Android users are outperforming the iOS users pretty steadily. So Android devices go from about 22% of mobile sales right now, and I think they're going to get closer to 30.
Interesting information. Yeah. We're going to talk some more about this. We're going to get Rick to help us out some more with our run-up to the holidays and our online marketing. After these messages, I'm Jim Blassingame. Rick Matheson and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.